Today's discussion will be whether it's possible or whether you're allowed to and whether it works to daven for others in order for them to become more religious. And before we start, I want to make it clear that this is not meant to be relied upon for halachic psak. For every shayla, a competent rav should be consulted. Many people spend their entire life's work trying to help others come back to Yiddishkeit and become closer to Hashem. The question is, how does tefillah play a role? Can a kiruv rabbi, can he daven to Hashem that some of his students should become more religious? The reason, right off the bat, you'd assume, yeah, why not? The issue would be, it could be that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in a way that there's a concept called Bechira, that Hashem doesn't get involved in our decisions. If you want to do an Avera, Hashem's not going to stop you. So it could be to daven for others, to do tshuva, goes against that rule. Now, before we start, I want to make it clear, to daven to Hashem to help you, for a person who's struggling with an avera, to ask Hashem for help, that's of course, not only is it allowed, it's something everyone should do. That's obviously not an issue of bechira, because you're trying to help yourself. You just, you know, you're telling Hashem, I want to become a tzaddik, I just need a little help. Of course, then of course it's not a problem, and Hashem will absolutely help you. Rav Yonis and Eibshitz in a Sefer Yaris Devash writes in Drush Aleph, he writes, Yispal ma'oid sheyar Hashem einoi b'tshuva, that's a very, very important thing for a person to do, to daven to Hashem to help himself. And he says that especially someone who does averis and he's sort of locked in prison that the Yitzhar is controlling, then you should daven to the person who has the key, which is obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The question is, can I daven to Hashem to help others? So the Gemara in Brachis, Daf Yud, says a very famous story that Rav Meir had a person in his neighborhood who was giving him a hard time. He wasn't observant, and he was, on the contrary, he was hurting Rav Meir, and he was oppressing Rav Meir, and Rav Meir wanted to daven for that person to die. And Bruria, his wife, told him that you shouldn't daven for someone to die, rather you should daven for him to stop sinning. Says the Gemara, Elaboi rachmi alayu de lahadri b'tshuva. You should daven in order for that person to do tshuva, and that's what the story goes. He davened and the person did tshuva. So it would seem from this Gemara that of course you're allowed to daven. That's what the tefillah that Rav Meir did, and if Rav Meir davened for others to do tshuva and it worked, then of course it's allowed to be done. That's what it would seem from that Gemara. The Zayir HaKadosh in Medrash HaNelam in Vayera also writes this, that it says mitzvah lo la'adam lehispal arishoim kidei sheyachzu lemoitav, that it's a mitzvah to daven, you know, the same way you have to look out for your friend on a physical level, that if someone needs tzedakah, you should give them tzedakah. So to the Zayir says that there's a mitzvah in order to help them come closer to Hashem. There's a mitzvah to daven for them. So it would seem from this Gemara and from the Zayir that you're allowed to and it works and you're able to daven for others to help them do tshuva. However, the Marsha doesn't like this. The Marsha on the Gemara of Rav Meir asked the following question. He says, "Levakish rachamim al chaveroi lahachzira b'tshuva, to daven for others in order for them to do tshuva, to say, Hashem, please help, you know, let's say for an example, Chaim, please help Chaim do tshuva and please help him, you know, fix a certain avera." Says the Marsha, "Kasha, I don't understand. Ma yoyel b'kasha say, how could this work? Ha'amrinan, we say in the Gemara in Brachis, dafla megim lo mebeis, ha'kol b'dei shemayim chutz mi'ira shemayim, that's not in Hashem's." Obviously, Hashem is capable of everything, but the way Hashem made the world, that's not for Hashem to decide. You're going to do averus or mitzvahs. That's not up to Shemayim. That's down here. We have bechira, and therefore, says the Marsha, and how could the Gemara say that Rav Meir daven for others to do tshuva? That should not work. And he doesn't answer it. He ends off with Sarachin. So the Marsha clearly is against this concept. According to the Marsha, it doesn't work. The Chazon Ish, in the end of his Sefer on Or HaChaim, in Hashmatos, in Kuf Nun Vav, he addresses this question, and he explains that, according to the Gemara, you are able to daven for others to do tshuva. What about the fact that it goes against Bechira, it goes against the fact that that's not in Shemayim, HaKol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Meir Shemayim, the Gemara says, that everything in the hands of heaven except for doing Averis and doing Mitzvahs, meaning whether a person sins or not, is not up for Shemayim to decide, it's for down here. So the Chazon Ish writes, Im yesh lehispal lefanav yisparach al hakiruv utfilase nishmas mesiaches hakiruv sh'os HaKadosh Baruch Hu lebruav kivan shenasa yidei tfilas nivra. Says the Chazon Ish The explanation is because a person, a Baal Bechira, is davening to help someone else, even if Hashem intercedes and helps that person get over, let's say, breaking Shabbos, and Hashem helps him stop breaking Shabbos, says the Chazon Ish, it still works, because the tefillah that initiated Hashem and pulled Hashem into the situation was done through a person. Therefore, it doesn't go against the rules of Bechira. Hashem is not going to just intercede just to get involved. He's not going to do that. That would go against the rules. But because a Baal Bechira, a person, asked Hashem to intercede in order to stop someone else from doing an Avera, says the Chazon Ish, that works. It should be noted that in the Igreis Chazon Ish, in the 74th Igeris of the Chazon Ish, he actually quotes a tefillah that I don't know if he wrote or that he would say that for women to daven for their children. And the tefillah pretty much is this concept that Tapoiches Levavoi La'ava Le'yir Shemecha, the whole tefillah. And the Chazon Ish actually said that it's important, you should say this in the Brach of Shmona Esrei by Shmei Tefillah, that you should say this Tefillah, and this Tefillah pretty much is asking Hashem to intercede on the person's behalf and help him do tshuva. So it clearly was something that the Chazon Ish was in favor for. Now, the understanding of the Chazon Ish, I think, is a little difficult, but what the Chazon Ish is pretty much saying is that because the Baal Bechira is the one davening, and Hashem is only interceding and only getting involved because of a Baal Bechira, then it doesn't go against the rules of Bechira, and it still works. This response, this concept of the Chazon Ish, was written to Rav Moshe, that the Rav Ephraim Greenblatt Zatzal, who was just Nifter, was a very close student of Rav Moshe Feinstein, and he writes into Rav Moshe, pretty much saying, he quotes the Marsha's question of how could Rav Meir daven in order for someone to stop doing averus, and he said, I have an answer for the Marsha, and he pretty much says the answer of the Chazon Ish. I don't know, he didn't quote from the Chazon Ish, maybe he didn't know the Chazon Ish said this, he was just mechaven, but he said that answer to the to Rav Moshe, and he said, what do you think of this answer? So Rav Moshe responded, this answer, hinehu dachak gadol, it's very, very hard to understand, v'loy mistabr zeklal, and it doesn't make sense to me, and I don't think that's the correct response. Because the Moshe says that, who cares that it was involved, that a Baal Bechira asked Hashem to get involved. Hashem, averus are not in, Hashem will not interfere to stop someone from doing averus. Hakol b'dei shemayim chutz mi'ir shemayim. So who cares the fact that a person asked Hashem to get involved? That shouldn't make a difference. So it says Ramosha was asked about the question, what about the Marsha? So how could Rav Meir daven, at the end of the day, if you don't agree with the Chazon Ish and you feel that a person is not able to daven for others in order for them to do tshuva, what about the Marsha's question? How could Rav Meir daven for someone to stop doing aver? It goes against the rules. So says Ramosha Feinstein, it's very simple. What you're able to do is you're able to ask Hashem to remove the nisyonos from a person, meaning, let's say an example, you have a person who wants to keep Shabbos, but the only way he could make money, and he's very worried about making money, and the only way he can make money is by working on Shabbos, so you could ask Hashem, please give that person a lot of money, and that way he'll not have to work on Shabbos, meaning you could remove the causes for the sin. You can't ask Hashem to stop him from doing an Aver. Hashem, you know, if a person wants to do an Aver, Hashem's never going to stop him. Rav Moshe says, I don't care if he was asked to do so by a person. Hashem's never going to get involved. But if a person, let's say, doing an Aver because, you know, he has a certain thing that he's seeing that he shouldn't be seeing, you could ask Hashem to please remove those stumbling blocks. Rav Moshe writes, the example that I said before, if you have a person that was only sinning because he didn't have enough money, so you could ask Hashem, please give him enough money. So that's what Rav Meir was doing. Rav Meir was not asking for Hashem to stop them to do from doing averus. Hashem was just asking to remove the causes for the sins. So what comes out, basically, it's a machlokas. The Chazon Ish feels that you're able to. According to the Marsha, you're not able to. And Rav Moshe says, Rav Moshe pretty much agrees with the Marsha, and he says, what you're able to do, though, is you're able to daven for others, not for them to stop doing averus, but you could remove if it's clear the source of the sin, it's possible to ask Hashem to remove the source of the sin. If there are any questions, you could contact me at avizakutinsky@gmail.com. That's avizakutinsky@gmail.com.